This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's talk about Carson real quick. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what you're about to bring up.
I know. I was going to text you last night and tell you, but then I thought, well, maybe it's just better to just spring it on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, it's little Debbie's birthday this weekend.
Okay.
Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet.
How old is she?
Three.
Three years old. Now, a 3-year-old little girl, right? So cute. Yeah. She is adorable, by the way. And she is a madhouse on that bike.
Oh, she's going to be on two wheels by herself in no time.
She is so brave. I mean, it is amazing, right? Yeah. So anyway, adorable little girl. Now, what would you think if you're having a birthday party for a little 3-year-old little
right.
girl? Like,
right.
you'd probably do what? Like My Little Pony, maybe? Maybe a bicycle party. She loves bicycling.
Even at 3 years old, you kind of get an idea what they like.
Yeah, you know.
But
enough
to theme it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at 3 years old, even when they get to 4 and 5, they're not going to remember the 3
They're not
going to
remember.
So
but you
don't have
but
to.
But you know what they love.
You know what they love.
Like,
absolutely.
We did, like, my son loved Bob the Builder.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell based on the balloons at Party City what kids love, right? Because all the balloons are up there. There's Elmo. There's, like, we did. Can you build it? Yes, we can.
Yeah.
So we had Builder Bob. We had the cake was dirt with like little, you know,
bulldozers.
Well, here we're having, guess what we're having? We're having a birthday party for Carson.
Wait a minute.
Birthday party for Carson.
What do you mean?
All right. So the theme is Little Debbie's hat trick.
Uh-huh.
First hat tricks because she's 3.
Is that not
narcissistic? So does that make sense?
Does she know what a hat trick is?
No, she has no idea.
I mean, she knows what hockey
because, is. Because this is Carson's birthday party.
What are you doing?
That's what I mean!
It's like when you sent your wife to Arizona for a hockey game.
No,
like,
but
here's
wait,
your Christmas
but going
present.
Back, but going back to this, it's like BJ having pony rides, right? For a frog.
Yeah.
And giving them all whips so they can like spank them in the butt so they can race.
Yeah, so we race ponies like it's horse racing. And I think horse racing, I think the ponies is closer than a hat trick in hockey.
It would be like if Schmidil had a child, right?
Yeah.
A 3-year-old. They would have a blow-up doll pinata, right? And OnlyFans kid.
Yeah, OnlyFans theme.
Right? Yeah. Like, you don't do what you love for your child's birthday. You do what the child loves.
I think at 3 years old, we did either Mickey Mouse or Bluey.
Right.
One of the two.
You do what your child loves. Not, you don't push your agenda on your child.
She had her moment for Halloween. We did Zootopia. We all dressed up as Zootopia for Halloween.
It's Carson's birthday party.
The only time you can do her first hat trick is when she's 3. So it just makes sense.
No, it doesn't. No.
It makes
and
no
she
sense.
Loves hockey.
It
we got her
no
a hot. We got her own
she
hockey.
She loves hockey because you're forcing it on her.
No. We play hockey. We play knee hockey when the abs are on all the time.
I mean, my dad loved to fish, but we didn't have a fishing theme party.
No. Carson, you got to admit, I mean, that's kind of weird, actually.
Well, it's narcissistic.
It is. It's very narcissistic.
Hold on. This is going to be awesome.
No. Text NATO will even tell you that. At 303-22 Alice, if you're doing a party, I mean, she's 3 years old. She's a girl at 3 years old. Hockey is not her number one thing right now.
And hat trick is the theme.
Hat trick is a theme?
Her first hat trick.
But that's you, because you know 3 is a hat trick. She has no idea.
And they're making hats.
But this is, so this is how we tie in the hats. Like, so right? Like, people get like a little bag of like little knickknacks and stuff like that and give to the kids that come or whatever. We bought everyone a hat, and even the adults, they can all, and we're going to do like a hat making thing, like a hat making party.
She's three.
But she wants to put stickers on a hat, like decals
no,
on a hat.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't.
It's Carson's birthday party.
It'd
be like me and my son, instead of doing Bob the Builder, we should have done Chippendales and Trulies.
Yeah. There you go.
We even got like, so I found this little knee hockey like rink. It's an actual like ice hockey rink, but knee hockey. Mm-hmm. And we got both halves. So we're going to make a full rink in the place that we're having the party at. So the kids can play around with, like, you know, play hockey and stuff.
I'm telling you again, my dad, his passion was fishing, but he never forced it down my throat like
Come
this
on.
Guy is with his daughter.
Hey, she loves to play hockey
I love to fish, but we didn't do a whole thing all the time.
It might be the most bizarrest 3-year-old party I've ever heard of. I'm serious. It really is.
Her
it's
first
weird.
Hat trick.
They
Come
don't
on,
have that
three.
Balloon at Party City, but, I can tell you that. Up on the wall, you know, with Elmo and all the other princess and all that. They don't have a hat trick balloon.
Yeah. It's like Lisa. And I know we're throwing all these, it's like her doing a pottery party for a 3-year-old.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
She's into pottery. It's like me, you know, throwing a golf theme party for a 3-year-old.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Because you love golf. Because
I love golf. Yeah.
I know.
It's my passion forced into their party.
Yeah,
and
because
that's kind of backwards.
That's the thing. I mean, because I do feel like you're forcing her to love hockey and she's three. Like, it's all she can know. She's not allowed to know anything else. Like,
hasn't your wife even brought up that, hey, we might
no,
be
because he actually does wear
strange.
The pants in the family.
But I'm just saying.
Because I was the one. She was like, oh, maybe we should do like a bunny party because she likes bunnies.
See?
And I was like, all right, I'll throw out my idea, then we can feel free to turn it down. But I was like, how about her first hat trick? Because she's three. She likes the Avalanche. Kind of makes sense. Like,
it should have been bunnies.
She's into hockey.
Bunny would have been better.
Bunny
would have
been.
Make a bunny the puck or whatever, you know.
Bunny the puck?
Hey, that's just bizarre in a way. It is.
I got her. I'm really excited because I got her, like, you know, she's doing
a
good
jersey.
On a Strider bike. I got her a jersey.
Gift for a 3-year-old.
But I got her, like, rollerblades, too. Her first pair
of
rollerblades.
Oh, my God. Talk about
so
a guy
like
wanting his kid to be a hockey player.
Yeah.
No princess in our house. There will be no princess.
You will wear these skates and you will like it.
Dude, you're just trying to make her live vicariously through you.
Yeah, or vice versa, or whatever, however that works.
Yeah, however that works. But, yeah, that's all right, well, enjoy the party.
Yeah.
That ought to be a blast.
Bree, I back you on the bunnies, man.
Yeah, somebody says, PJ, why can't a girl like a girl can.
That's not
but
the
not
point.
At 3 years old, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't even know hockey. You don't know rules. You don't know hat trick. You know nothing.
And again, I will bring up, I love to fish, but my dad didn't force me to have a fishing party.
Exactly.
All I know is when the Avs are on, she says, Dad, let's play Avalanche.
Not
and
everybody.
I'm like, okay, let's do it.
Everybody has to show up in a Bill Dance, like a little, you know, a Bass Pro Shop outfit. That's what that's like.
JB's large mouth party.
Think about it. You can give out overalls as party
favors. Yeah. It's just, anyway, so did I prove my point?
Yeah. That is weird.
No, you didn't.
It is a little weird, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. You'll have a good time.
It's his birthday party.
Right, you'll have a good time. She won't, but you will. You'll have a blast.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.